There's nothing particularly special about Tower Heist. It's a lighthearted caper comedy thriller that's neither very thrilling nor very funny, but it moves quickly, has a few novelty aspects, and looks good, and it isn't offensive in any way unless you're sensitive to amoral characters. It makes only pretty weak stabs at social relevance, though Alan Alda's character is obviously modeled on Bernie Madoff. It doesn't always make much sense. For instance, the big pot of money was supposed to have been readily available in case of emergency, and wait and see how readily available it is. But there's a certain ingenuity to the basically cliched plot, and there's a democratically appealing emphasis on the ability of ordinary working-class people, such as Gabori Sidibe of Precious, to do extraordinary things that supposed experts can't. That sort of thing always pleases some people. Eddie Murphy is about the only one who impresses out of a strong cast who aren't working too hard. Ben Stiller, Matthew Broderick, Casey Affleck, Taya Leone, Michael Pena, Stephen Henderson, and Alda are good enough, but no better. About on par with the script. The way-up-high Harold Lloyd action is funny and suspenseful, but ends in a situation I couldn't make sense of, and the big Macy's Thanksgiving parade interested me a lot more, which was distracting. All in all, I expect Tower Heist to do well enough. Its flaws are typical of the genre. Others will find it funnier than I do. And if you turn down your critical faculties, it's pretty good entertainment. Jim Erickson, over and out.